end of that second book, and this very minute, the minute that I am now using to read this sentence, lies over a quarter of a century of my milling about on television, in films, on radio, writing here and there, getting myself into trouble one way or another, becoming a representative of madness, Twitter, homosexuality, atheism, annoying ubiquity, and whatever other kinds of activity you might choose to associate me with. I am making the assumption that in listening to this, you know more or less who I am. I am keenly aware, how could I not be, that if one is in the public eye, then people will have some sort of view. There are those who thoroughly loathe me. Even though I don't read newspapers or receive violent abuse in the street, I know well enough that there are many members of the British public, and I dare say the publics of other countries, who think me smug, attention-seeking, false, complacent, self-regarding, pseudo-intellectual, and unbearably irritating, diabolical. I can quite see why they would. There are others who embarrass me charmingly with their wild enthusiasm. They shower me with praise and attribute qualities to me that seem almost to verge on the divine. I don't want this book to be riddled with too much self-consciousness. There's a lot to say about the end of the 1980s and early 1990s, and you may find the way I go about it to be meandering. I hope a chronology of sorts will emerge as I bounce from theme to theme.